Hi, it's François. Today I'm with the Nouvel Automobiliste and Automatin. I'm in Fisker, exactly on the show with Crédit Agricole Mobility, and I have the chance to have some a quarter, I will say, to discuss with Henrik Fisker, the owner, the creator, and also a well-known designer before, more. And I will speak about the ocean. My first question will be, why ocean?
Well, you know what? It was we wanted to make the world's most sustainable car. And we started out by actually looking at how we could use recycled plastic bottles from the ocean. And suddenly we thought about ocean as a name would be a great idea. It was kind of like talked about sort of the this is an important part, I think, of the world, and we have polluted the ocean so much, and the fact that we can pick up, you know, plastic bottles out of the ocean and clean it, so we just felt it's a great name for a car.
Okay, perfect. We will go to more practical questions. The car is developed partially and produced in Manchester, in Europe, and you will sell everywhere. Why the choice of not create a plant? Subcontract, and why with Magna and in Europe?
Well, you know, I kind of thought a little bit about how successful Apple is, and you know, Apple don't make any of their products. It's made by another company called Foxconn. So we kind of took a little bit the same idea, in the sense that to make a car, to actually build a plant and make a car, is very difficult, and there's a big chance that the car won't be good quality. There's other startups that have had production hell and had a very difficult time. So we thought, what the customer really want is a high-quality car. So we teamed up with Magna, which produces Mercedes and BMW, so we know they can do high-quality car. They also make a Toyota. So for me, that was the most important thing, to actually have a high-quality vehicle, and we concentrate on all the development, all the design, all the software, everything else. So it's a great partnership.
And also, if we speak about quality, also about battery, because there's two level of battery and not the same supplier. Why?
So we actually have the same supplier, but two different chemistries.
Okay.
So we have a base, in the base model, the Sport, we have a LFP battery, which is lower cost. It doesn't have quite as much power, but it still gives you 440 kilometer range, which is quite good, but it gives us the ability to start selling this vehicle at about 41,600 euro, which is a very competitive price. Then we have a more energy dense battery, which is an NMC technology or chemistry. And in that vehicle, we can get in, like we are showing here, up to 630 kilometer range. So it really depends on what do you want, what do you need, and how much you want to spend. In this top model, of course, is 69,000 euro, but you also get the longest range of any SUV or crossover for this price.
Nice promotion. And to complete the competitive way, the way you will distribute the car, explain us, it will not the same. You try to lower the cost and to be more efficient, if I will understand.
Yeah, I think it's important that we try to get the customers a car for the best price. And to do that, we have to take out all the middlemen. So you basically order a vehicle online on our website, and we will deliver the car either to you, or you come and pick it up in a big area outside the big city. So we are right now looking at facility outside Paris. We already have several facilities in Europe. So you come and you can pick up the car outside the city. Maybe it's 45 minutes away, but it's much lower cost real estate instead of expensive dealerships. And then when you need service, we come and pick up the car for you, or we do a mobile service where we send a service van to you. So we have both opportunities. Of course, also we have over-the-air updates where we can fix the car with over-the-air updates as well.
And before speaking about the future, a small word about the ocean, inside the ocean, especially you describe that you reuse some things, and also speak about, because I'm not really a fan of that, vegan leather or thing like that. Explain the question of ecology about
yeah,
inside.
Yeah, I mean, we decided we want a fully vegan and sustainable interior. You know, normally you have to kill several cows to make an interior.
Perhaps we kill them to eat them before. Eh?
That's true. But, you know, the thing is that we actually, when you think about it, we make 80 million vehicles a year. That's a lot of cows, maybe even more than we actually eat. So the point is that we don't really need that. We actually have materials today that is fantastic. So we are using recycled materials from actually even recycled clothes, recycled plastic bottles, like I said, from the ocean, many different recycled materials inside. So the entire interior is vegan. We don't use any animals or anything, and it's also recycled. So I think this is very important. We have totally in the car about 50 kilos of recycled and biodegradable materials.
Okay.
It's the most of any car.
Okay. And the future, what is it? Next car? Because you start the production and the delivery of a client in 1-2 months or something like that is now.
Yeah.
And what is the future?
So after this, we are making actually a smaller vehicle, which is going to start under 30,000 euro. But it'll still be a 5-passenger vehicle. But it's smaller and it's very unique, very radically different. But now we are concentrating, of course, of launching this as a premium, electric sort of crossover SUV.
And I heard, to finish, I heard about a prototype or a car calling Ronin. And you can speak about the car and also explain it for the, I like the explanation of the name. Where is coming
from?
Well,
Ronin actually is a samurai, a lonely samurai in Japan, but it's also a very famous movie with Robert De Niro, which was filmed in France.
With
some great car chases in it.
Yeah.
And I love that movie. So when I designed this car, it's a super sports car. I thought we need to give it like a really cool name, and I was thinking about the Ronin movie. I said, hey, we call it Ronin. So it was just very casual, but I love that movie, and it has to do with car chase and fantastic speed, etc. So that's why we chose that name.
I think to that, and I will conclude that I know the company does all the stunts.
Okay.
Jean-Claude Coco.
Oh, nice.
And I have a small story about that. If you have 5 minutes, I will
absolutely
that. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It was great to see you.
Thank you.
Take care.